take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Travelers by land, sea, or air should know of the great advantages of using Horlicks, either in powder or tablet form. Nothing is more convenient to carry on trips than Horlicks. When no other food will do in cases of seasickness or air sickness, Horlicks can be taken because of its remarkable digestibility. In cases of prolonged illness, it often saves lives. In this connection, may we read a letter recently received from Mrs. E.F.D. of Cincinnati, Ohio. This past winter, Mother and I spent 8 weeks touring Florida, and we always had a bottle of Horlicks malted milk tablets in the pocket of the car. Mother would take several every time she felt a bit hungry. They surely helped her, for many times we were not close to a town for luncheon, just at luncheon time. When I tell you that my mother will be 75 next fall and never tired on our 4,500-mile trip, you will see that Horlicks helped. End of quote. You, too, can readily enjoy Horlicks as a food drink while on your trips. It is so convenient to prepare. It already contains full cream milk and only requires that you mix it with water. A light lunch can be prepared in a minute, anywhere, at any time of the day or night. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old partnership of Edwards and Peabody, long a familiar firm in Pine Ridge, is no more. Following a heated argument yesterday, the old fellows dissolved partnership, Lum taking over the sole ownership and management of their picture show, the Pine Ridge Planetarium, and Abner assuming full control of the Jot 'em Down store. The old fellows are convinced that each will be better off without the interference of the other. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find the new proprietor of the Jot 'em Down store talking with Cedric, who seems to have been thrown in with the trade. Listen.
I believe that's our ring, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, I'll get it, Cedric. I'll get it. Hello? Peabody's Jot 'em Down store. Mom? Why, I don't know what the picture is for tonight. You'll have to call Mr. Edwards over at the picture show. I ain't connected with that outfit now. No, Mom. I'm running the Jot 'em Down store here now. Yes, Mom. Anytime you need anything in the way of groceries, well, I'll be glad to have the business. All right, Miss Kelly. Not at all. Goodbye. I wish they'd quit calling over here about that picture show.
You ought to make an announcement over the party line. Tell everybody that you and Mr. Lum ain't partners no more.
My doggy, that's a good idea, Cedric. I believe I'll do that right now. That'll put a stop to them calling down here asking me about the picture show. I just ring a fire alarm ring like Lum does whenever he makes an announcement over the party line.
Yes, and that always gets them to the phone all right.
I know, but I'll just give them some special prices on groceries, too, while I'm at it. I'm going to show folks around here how a grocery store ought to be run. Special lawn. Hello? This is the Jot 'em Down store. Abner Peabody's owner and manager and president and everything else talking. I just want to make an announcement and tell everybody that Lum Edwards is disconnected with his store now, and I ain't responsible for none of his debts from here out. He's running a picture show, and I'm running a store here. So from now on, when you want to know something about the picture show, don't call down here and ask me.
Call Mr. Lum.
And I've got some special prices on Might Not Everything. And extra special price on bananas. They've been here so long, I've got to get shut of them before they spoil. Well, I'll be calling you up just about now every day. Give me some special this way. Listen for the fire alarm ring. That's a sign of some red-hot prices. I thank you. Don't get that order to get them. How'd it sound, Cedric?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
Did I sound as good as Lum does when he makes announcement?
Yes, ma'am, I believe you did, but don't tell him I said so, for I'm working for him over there at the picture show of the night, you know.
Well, I figured I could make just about as good a speech over that telephone as he could, but he never would let me do it. Alders had to do the talking himself.
I believe you're going to make a success with the store here, Mr. Abner, where you're starting out.
Oh, yeah. I don't need no help from Rom. Yes, sir. You stay with me, Cedric, and I'll make a big mercantile out of you.
Make a what out of me?
Big mercantile out of you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. We're going to make some changes around here, too. Put in some new rules.
Yeah.
Now, when a customer comes in, Cedric, I want you to always get up on your feet when you ask him what they want. Don't just sit there with your feet propped up on the counter like Lom does. And always take your hat off, too, when you go to wait on somebody. And thank them when you get done. And get the store opened up early. When I come down here every morning, I want to find you sweeping out.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I better practice you a little bit, Cedric, for there's going to be times when I'll have to leave you here in the store by yourself. Now, I'll make out like I'm a customer coming in the store here, and you show me just how you'd wait on me. Then I'll give you some pointers.
Yes, ma'am. Well, where are you going?
I'm just going to walk up towards the front of the store here to make out like I'm a customer coming in.
Well, you're going out, though.
Well, I'm going to turn around right here. Here I come now.
Yes, ma'am. I see you.
Morning, Cedric.
Morning. But I done spoke to you this morning once.
Yeah, but you ain't saw me yet today, Cedric.
Ain't saw you. I mean, we've been sitting here talking for over hours.
I know, Cedric, but I'm a customer. I'm just now coming in the store. Now, let's start over again. Morning, Cedric.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
All right, I reckon. I didn't talk much about it.
Why ain't you going to ask me how I am?
Well, I just supposed you was all right or you'd said something about it before then.
I ain't me, Cedric. I'm a customer. You want to always ask the customers how they're feeling and all that stuff.
Oh, well, how are you feeling?
Just fine, thank you. Well, ain't you forgetting something?
Huh? Oh, yes, but I forgot. You said you wanted to find me sweeping out when you come down in the morning. I'll have to get the broom out of the
sweeping room. Well, come back here, Cedric. I'm a customer. I want to buy something. Ain't you going to ask me if I need something?
No, Mom, I know you don't need nothing. I taken back your stuff over to your place late yesterday evening. Miss Peabody called up for it.
Oh,
I reckon
for
you never
goodness,
know.
Cedric, forget that I'm Abner Peabody. I'm a customer, I told you. Make out like I'm the Widder Abernathy.
Oh, you couldn't make nobody believe you was her, Mr. Abner. Her and y'all don't look a thing alike.
Well, that don't make no difference about that. It don't make no difference who I'm supposed to be. Ezra Seastrunk, or Grandpappy Spears, or Mose Moose, anybody.
You mean you want me to guess who you are, huh?
No, just say I'm Luke Spears.
Oh, you're Luke Spears.
No, I mean, just make out like I'm him. See, I come in, and you think that I'm Luke Spears.
Oh, well, I'd know better than that. Luke ain't even in town. He's over in Oklahoma now.
Oh, for goodness sake. Here, you be the customer, and I'll wait on you, Cedric, and show you how it ought to be did.
I'm going to get to be it now.
Yeah, you step up there in the front, make out like you're some customers coming in to buy something.
Oh, I believe I'm catching on now.
Oh,
it's
running me crazy.
This is fun, ain't it? This,
well, now, come in now. Come on in. Good morning. What can I do for you?
You'll never guess who I am now.
Well, pay attention to me. I said, what can I do for you?
Huh?
I said, what can I do for you?
Oh, what'd you say?
Well, for goodness sake, what's the matter with you? Can't you hear nothing?
No, Mom, not very good. You see, I'm making out like I'm old Uncle Henry Lunsford, and you know how hard of hearing he is.
Oh,
you might not be. That don't count, though. I had to tell you that. I'll try it again.
Well, come on back here. Now, what can I do for you?
You forgot to say good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Only I'm an afternoon customer this time. Let's play like it's late evening, nearly quitting time.
We ain't playing, Cedric. This is serious. I'm trying to learn you something. Now, what is it for you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to look at some nice, fresh calico or gingham.
All right, fine. You step this way.
Well, I don't know where I can walk that way or not, but I'll try.
Now, here's something that'll make a nice little dress. You can make a sunbonnet off of it, too. Come on.
Oh.
Look awful nice. And there's enough goods in that bowl to make dresses for the children and shirts for the men folks, too. I've already said there ain't nothing prettier than to see a whole family docked out to match one another that way. See, that sail ship, Cedric.
Well, let me look at that boat over there on the first side, that sort of yellow one there.
All right. That's awful pretty, too. There you are.
Yes, Mom. Now, let me see that up there on the top shelf, that green polka dot.
Well, wouldn't this in here do, Cedric? Ain't no use for me to climb clean up there. I can show you just as well with one of these down here.
No, if I can't see that, then I'll just go on down to Dick Huddleston's store, I guess.
Well, what are you trying to do, Cedric? Wear me out? You put me in mind of Sister Simpson.
I do know. You guessed it your first time. That's just who I was.
Oh. Just let it go. I'll wait on the customers myself. Here. Now, you put this bowl goods right back up in the shelves yourself.
Well, I'm a customer. I ain't supposed to have to put the stuff back in the shelves after a little
bit. Well, we're through making out like you're a customer. You better be making out like you're working here before I get somebody else to take your place. I about give up hope to ever making a clerk out of you.
You ought to come with Mr. Dick out there in front.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, get that stuff all cleaned up right now, Cedric.
I'm the clerk now, huh?
Yeah, I reckon so. Howdy, Dick. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Huddleston.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
What'd you say, Cedric?
I say, what can I do for you?
Oh, not a thing, Cedric. Why?
Are you a Squire Skimp?
No, I'm not guilty.
Don't pay no attention to him, Dick.
Is he Seastrom?
Now, Cedric, just hush up now. I've been trying to learn him how to wait on the customers here, but I'll give it up.
Grandpappy, excuse me.
Abner, I heard your announcement on the porter line a while ago. I picked up the receiver to see where the fire was, and I understood you to say that you was on the store here by yourself now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lom ain't got a thing to do with this place now. Him and me runs our partnership. I swapped him my interest in the picture show for his interest in the store here.
Well, for goodness sake, when did that happen?
Oh, him and me got in a sort of an argument here yesterday. First thing I know, why, he had the show and I had the store.
You mean you traded even?
Yeah, I reckon so. There wasn't no boot here. Just signed some papers and that's all there was to it.
Well, he gave you a good skinning on that deal, hadn't he?
He did.
Why, sure, that picture show's a regular mint. He'll make more money over there in 6 months than you will over here in 2 years.
Well, it's too late now, I reckon. We've done swap.
Well, it's not too late either.
I bet you he knowed he's getting the best of it all the way through. Come to think about it, he was the one that suggested himself. Well, that blame hit on me high.
Well, you can't blame Lum about it, Abner. He didn't make you trade, did he?
No, but I thought I was getting the best of him. Dad, blame him anyway. I'm going over that picture show right this minute. I'll make him trade back with me or beat the everlasting daylights out of it.
Well, here, wait a minute, Abner. Hold on there.
I ain't going to do it. I know that I'll learn him how to try to beat me out of my life that picture show.
Well, there seems to be some dissatisfaction already over the division of properties. Something serious may develop out of this yet. Before we leave the air, here's a tip about Horlick's tablets you may not have thought of. We have received many letters from people working in offices, factories, and stores who enjoy smoking but are unable to smoke while at work. Now, these folks report that Horlick's tablets are especially fine for relieving that craving so many smokers get. Here's the reason for that. Besides being good to eat, Horlick's tablets are extremely sustaining and refreshing. They help you forget the desire for a smoke. So if for any reason you're unable to smoke during working hours, get a flask of Horlick's tablets and take them with you to work. They'll satisfy you, and when you do get a chance to smoke, you'll enjoy it much more. You can get a handy 10-cent flask that's just the thing for carry. Your druggist also has them in larger size flasks, both natural and chocolate flavored. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick. We now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at this same time.